Wow! I can't believe it! 3 weeks went by, and I still haven't found a qualified manager. No. Okay, let me see. I have one more candidate to interview. He should be here any minute.
Ah, so this is the place. We shall find out soon enough if all my research on this factory paid off. Excuse me, madam. I have an appointment to meet Mr. Feivel Anilbaum.
Aha! One moment, I will buzz him.
Yes, Irene?
There is a Mr. Barrelbaum. Grip here to see you, Mr. Anilbaum.
Yes. I've been expecting him. Please send him in right away.
Yes, sir. Right away. Excuse me, sir. You may go right in.
Thank you, madam. Thank you.
Come in. Kommt rein. The door is open.
He looks just as I pictured him to be. Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Mr. Beryl MacRibber. I am here for the manager interview.
Shalom Aleichem! Please, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Being that it's very hot outside, I'll just make the fan a little higher for you, okay?
Oh, thank you. That would be very helpful.
Here, have some cold water.
Thank you so much. How come he had been worried?
Oh, man. I read your resume that you emailed. It's very impressive. It says here that you learned in yeshivas Neure Ve'oire in Eretz Yisrael. To be frankly honest, I never heard of such a place.
What? Excuse me, but I can't believe you never heard of yeshiva. Neure Ve'oire? Anyone who has visited Eretz Yisrael knows of it.
Uh-huh, I hear. It says here that you worked as a manager for the Getzelberg Clothing Factory in Oshkosh, Nebraska. I'm Schuldig, but if you don't mind me asking, what was a fine young man like you doing working in a place where there are no Yidden?
Well, at that time, I just didn't have much of a choice.
What are you talking about? Every Jew or any person always has a choice. We are all born with
free will. Yes, you're 100% right. But I needed a job in managing a factory to build up my experience. And at that time, the job in Oshkosh was available.
You needed a job to build experience? What about your Yiddishkeit? Don't you need to build that first, huh?
Once again, Mr. Anilbaum, you are 100% right. Back then, I was young, and I thought I was pretty strong in my Yiddishkeit, and I thought
figured
I would have...
for a few years, you could withstand in the Soyan, huh? Well, let me tell you something. That was a big mistake facing such a great test alone.
Indeed it was. That's why I'm now looking for a job in New York. It took me 2 years, but once I realized I wasn't as strong as I thought I was, I quit my job and headed back to my hometown, New York.
I see. And now?
I dive in with a minion every day. I set aside time for learning every day with Hashem's help. I hope to never, ever again slip with my Yiddishkeit.
Very impressive, very impressive. I like a person who can admit that he did wrong and has the courage to better himself.
Thank you, Mr. Edelbaum. Does that mean I got the job?
Patience, Mr. Bagriba, patience.
Sure, not a problem. I've got plenty of patience. Well, what else do you want to know before you hire me?
Well, up until now, I was just trying to get an idea of what kind of person you are. After you leave, I will call your old boss at Getzelberg's to find out if you qualify for the position or not.
By all means, please call. I have nothing to hide. I always try my best to be straightforward and honest.
Good, good. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be in touch. Sei gesund. Bye.
Have a good day and goodbye.
Okay.
Getzelberg Clothing Factory. Mr. Getzelberg speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. My name is Mr. Edelbaum. I'm the owner of Edelbaum's Knitting Factory in New York. I was wondering, can I please ask you some questions about a former worker of yours?
And who might that be?
The name is Mr. Beryl Bagriba.
Beryl. Man, do I miss him. He was my manager. I felt very bad when he told me he has to leave the job because of religious reasons.
Oh, really? Can you please explain me what you mean?
Sure, no problem. One day, after about 2 years of serving as my manager, Beryl comes over to me and he says I have to quit because he can't take it anymore.
Can't take what anymore?
Beryl cannot stand praying without a quorum of 10 men. He had to move back to New York and live properly among other religious Jews.
Aha, I see. What about his work? Was he good at his job?
Good. He was great at it. Beryl was an excellent manager. He is probably the most honest, loyal, and trustworthy worker that I ever met. I'm sure gonna miss him. Whoever hires Mr. Beryl Bagriba is going to be a very, very, very lucky person.
I see. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate the information. Nice talking to you. Goodbye.
Likewise, sir. Goodbye.